Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Power hour, final hour, 40 minutes from now, featuring all our bets. For tonight, for now, let's talk some National Football League here on the show. Eight buckets continues here. Ken gave you the explanation as to how we play this game in the past, the previous segment. Here are the teams that we've already done on the show. The Arizona Cardinals, my New York Football Giants, Joey Kanish's Detroit Lions, my Miami Dolphins, the Indianapolis Colts, the Dallas Cowboys, Ken's Cincinnati Bengals, nobody's Minnesota Vikings, and Ken's Washington Commanders. So Ken, what is the next team that we will be discussing now in eight buckets?
All right. So we'll pull it out of the hat. Alex will have the win totals ready for when we pull a team. We got, how many teams do we have left to do? 23. Let's see what we got here. We will do next. Oh, this is fun. The next team we're going to do is the Seattle Seahawks will be the next team that we do.
Dang.
It's kind of a fun team. I feel like this could go in a lot of different directions. You know, we pulled Cincinnati and I was like, hey, you know what we're going to project? A lot of wins. And probably really close to the number. And we did. And this one, I feel like I don't know what direction we're going to go in here.
Do you feel like, just like conceptually, it doesn't even have to be like you'd bet an over or an under. Do you feel like you're kind of like high on the Seahawks this year? Like you think that they're capable of achieving like pretty good things potentially or no?
I could see them just like making the playoffs. I think it would be like really reasonable for them. I could see them being like constantly in the 5-6-7 mix behind San Francisco. Which I guess is kind of like an answer that's like I could see last year happening again, where they're like in contention. But last year was a little more surprising. We didn't really know that Geno Smith was going to be that. And now we do. And man, you know, what was funny about them last year, and this is a really classic example, let's be really funny, of why like the coach, not the coach quarterback thing always works, but it's just an interesting way to look at teams. I'm sure if we played this game with them last year, we'd have them winning like four games. Like if we played this exact, like if we did eight buckets with the 2022 Seattle Seahawks, we'd be like under or like, yes, the low win total on them is like, what were they? 5.5 or something? 6 was like their win total last year. And we would have been like, yeah, that's right. Like this team stinks. Pete Carroll just wins a ton of games, man. Like his entire career, they just always win a lot of games. And it's like, oh, well, that was Russell Wilson. Was it? I don't know. Like maybe again, there's just coaches that do that. And there's coaches that don't. And he's kind of like a coach that does. And like Mike Tomlin's a coach that does. And Belichick's a coach that does. You know? And like, that's kind of, there's just guys that do that and guys that don't. And so, you know, in retrospect, it's easy to always look back and be like, ah, missed opportunity. Kind of interesting that you got a really low number on a coach that won a lot last year. And that'll happen more. There'll be plenty more examples the next 10 years of that happening. But that's like, that's kind of one where I go, oh man, like, you know, Pete Carroll with like a 6 is kind of just like a weird thing to see. And now they're probably back up just, I would argue, just like kind of where they're supposed to be, I guess would probably be the right way to put it.
And we've mentioned this a couple times, right? Over the course of this exercise, we'll talk about it during the NFL season, that a month into the year, 6 weeks into the year, a couple months, you know, 2-3 months into the year, we'll look back at week one point spreads and say, man, like what the hell was everybody thinking? Like this number was way off.
Yeah, they're always
just
funny.
Last year, week one. Yeah. And maybe none more funny last year in week one than the Broncos opening, like where they were 7 at one point, right? On Monday Night Football against the Seahawks.
They closed less, but like, you know, a big road favorite on Monday Night Football, the Nathaniel Hackett / Russell Wilson Broncos using the coach quarterback tandem. Yeah.
Do you remember when Hackett sent out McManus for like a 79-yard field goal at the end.
When Hackett set out McManus is a really, really funny take on that. Do you remember? Oh, boy.
It's like, oh, like we just traded like 9 million assets for this future Hall of Fame quarterback. Should we have him try and win the game? Yeah. Nah, let's settle for like a 70-yard field goal. Oh, in altitude?
Do you remember? Didn't trust Russell Wilson. Ended up getting
losing in September.
Not coaching anymore.
How do you think he would have like, oh, like 2 years ago, like, what are you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm calling plays for Aaron Rodgers. Then what are you going to do? Be a head coach. And then what about the next year? Oh, calling plays for Aaron Rodgers again.
Yeah, you know.
Not great.
I just liked it so much. I wanted to go. It was a me decision.
I mean, is he like, he might be the best example of like the Peter principle, like in recent memory in sports. Yeah. Like he might be like the shining example of it, honestly, where it's like, oh,
it's just
Daniel Hackett, head coach. How's this going to go? Not great.
That's always the most fun exercise though, is like this is great too. And we'll do this for Seattle. And this helps just to be like, okay, like the number usually reflects the schedule, but you get a feel for just like, man, that schedule sounds really tough. Not even like the order of the games or like the spots, which are always really overrated, but just like quality of opponents. And you kind of get a feel for like, oh, at least at a minimum, you go, okay, I see why that win total is in that area, usually when we go through this, right? So we'll go through like Washington, who's a team that I like, but we'll do the schedule and be like, well, now I see why they're like 6.5 and people kind of like the under. Like, I see why that is. And I'm going to guess when we do New Orleans and when we did Detroit, oh, like I know their win totals are as high as like proven playoff teams. We'll do the schedule and go, okay, like I get why that's what it is. And then you have a tough decision to make of like, do I want to play against that for X reason? And one of the reasons you could play against or play on a team is that you really like the coach or you don't really like the coach. And I think that's totally okay. And with Carroll with Seattle last year, if you believed in him or believed in like that track record, you would play on him. And Hackett would be an example of, who knows if this guy's good and the win total's 10. Like, who knows if he's good? Who knows? Not that he has to be bad, just who knows? And I mean, you know, we have a number of first-year coaches this year. We can do the same exercise. Like, who is there a Hackett this year? Like, if so, who is it? And so on. So just even playing the, like, solve the coach game can oftentimes be really fun.
As it turned out, we got the answer to the Hackett question before week one was over.
Like, right. Do you remember?
Settling for a 70-yarder. Yeah. Russ fumbling at the goal line.
And ruining everyone's outright. Christmas. Right.
And in December, we lost to the Rams. All right. Seattle's win total this year is 8.5. Juice to the over. Over -145, under +120. So bullishness in the market on Seattle to finish above 500 this year. And maybe that just gets you into the playoffs in a bad NFC. To make the playoffs, yes, +100. No, sitting at -120. All right. Here is the Seattle Seahawks schedule for 2023. We already have the market for game one. And again, like I know I've said this a couple times, I'll continue to say it. The Los Angeles Rams might be the single most fascinating this team from a spread perspective this year, especially like Stafford looks good in training camp and in the preseason. Kupp looks good. Donald is still on the team. I do find it interesting that with like, we're past June 1st now, but more veterans are going to get moved. I know Dalvin Cook's still on the Vikings. Like he won't be in week one. Aaron Donald is starting to get talked about a little bit as maybe like not being on the Rams this season, like maybe getting moved at some point. I'm not saying that's going to happen, just like we'll see here with the Rams. I still think they're a really interesting team, and whether the number is 5.5 or 6, Ken, and that's, we're in between that at BetMGM right now for week one. We will call this a likely win for Seattle week one against the Rams.
Yeah, I think that was a really good introduction to what's an easy game for right now to put in a bucket, because we know what the market is. The limits are not what they're going to be during the week, and we don't have the information, but it's the best point spread market we have of all the weeks. Like, the look aheads aren't like this. It's open in more places. Limits are okay. You at least have some idea of how we can start projecting it. And again, like, it's the, because I think some people will listen to this and they'll go, man, like, you're really hemming and hawing over point spreads that like will be way different when we get to the games, right? But like, our goal right now is just to project, like, even if we're a little better than the market, tiny bit better. Like, the market doesn't know either. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how these point spreads are going to change. We're all in the dark. You just have to be a little less in the dark than the thing you're betting into. And that can be kind of like the exercise, as opposed to like, I'm going to nail this. Like, none of us are going to nail this. None of us. Like, the market's going to be wrong. We just don't know how.
I'm going to nail it.
Okay, except Nick, he's got it.
just like I did last night with Jimmy Butler and Caleb Martin points over in game one of the finals. Week two, the Seahawks will travel on the road to play the Detroit Lions. I referenced this a couple days ago. These two teams played last year. I mean, like, that's the stupidest opening point spread of the year. It was Lions minus six, closed like 3.5. We bet Seattle early. They won outright in like a really wild game, high scoring game. But I think we both agree, despite the result last year, Ken, this is a likely loss here for Seattle, where Detroit will be at least a 3-point favorite here.
Yeah, totally agree. Likely loss. And we'll start to have this where, like, we've done the other teams that they play. We've done, you know, nine teams or whatever. So there'll be some games where it's like, we talked about this. This is what we came up with. We can re-adjudicate it. We can decide to do something different, obviously. But this one, I think, is fairly straightforward.
All right. Week three, September 24th, the Seahawks will host the Carolina Panthers. Well, like, these teams have a bunch of playoff games, like, in the last, like, 15 years. Shout out to, like, Matt Hasselbeck and Jake Delhomme. Seattle hosting Carolina. Ken, this is likely win for Seattle, right? Not a blowout win.
Probably feels like, more than a field goal, 3.5, 4, maybe a little more than that if Bryce Young looks shaky first couple weeks. But, yeah, likely win. Almost no matter what happens the first 2 weeks, I feel like the spread's in this range.
They're almost six against the rent. This number has to. This might be like six. Could this ever be like 6.5?
I think it's just in that. I just meant it's in that zone, and like no matter how things shift. Like is it 7 if Young's terrible? But like, what we have to remember is the Rams are supposed to be awful. Like, that's what the market says. The market says Rams awful. So like, if Bryce Young's bad, then they're just awful too. And I still think maybe you get a number in this range.
Also, I know you agree with me. Bryce Young's not going to be awful.
Well, he could be awful like right at first. Plenty of really good quarterbacks have okay or bad rookie seasons. That happens. But I think he's really good. So I think at some point in his career, it'll click and he'll be really good. I feel like when I watched him in college, like, he was the most impressive guy that I watched week to week. It certainly wasn't Will Levis. Let's put it that way. And it wasn't Stroud either, even though Stroud had really good numbers.
So likely win for the Seahawks in week number three. We'll move to week four, where the Seahawks, and this is a Monday night game, the Seahawks will visit my New York Football Giants, Ken.
Ooh. I think it's just a toss-up. Is it like Giants 2.5?
Yeah, I think that's what we came to when we did this a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I'm Giants minus these. Three.
So just remind me.
well, just like, I think here's like a good guide for it if we ever come to this. And so I got to remember what we did. Like, if the point spread were Giants minus three, what would you do? Bet Seattle immediately.
Right.
Immediately.
Or where do you think it would move if it opened three? And be like, probably the three would get bet would be your guess in that situation.
So we'll toss that out.
And that's a rematch of
Seattle.
Did Seattle play the Giants last year?
They did.
What happened in the game?
I can't remember if they won or they lost the game, which is really bad.
Well, I was thinking originally of the Detroit game where Detroit pummeled you.
The Seahawks beat us. That was when, like, we were on a winning streak, went to Seattle, and they handled us. They won 27-13.
There you go. Revenge. We'll call it a toss-up.
Okay. The next week, Seattle will go on its bye. So Seattle's coming off its bye now for this game and go on the road to face Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Likely loss because they're off a bye, so it's like for sure a likely loss.
Not a blowout loss, though.
What is that number?
6.5.
Yeah, or six.
Six.
One of the two.
Six.
Yeah.
Six, probably. Six is probably okay. Because 5.5, you bet Seattle like immediately, right? Or Cincinnati, rather.
Yeah, you bet Cincinnati. Yeah, right now. Yeah, knowing what the ratings are right now. Okay. Yeah, likely loss. I'm good with that.
Okay, October 22nd, the Seahawks host the Arizona Cardinals. We will assume Kyler Murray is not yet back for this game. Blowout win.
Yeah, easy. Easy bucket.
Okay, October 29th, the Seahawks will host Deshaun Watson and the Cleveland Browns, and we will call this a toss-up.
Yes. Yeah, never Seattle minus three. Yeah, toss-up. Okay.
Well, Well, I mean, it could be. I would just, I would register my opinion and bet Cleveland
I'm okay.
plus three.
I'm good with toss-up. I'm good with toss-up.
Yeah. November 5th, the Seahawks will go on the road to Baltimore to play the Ravens. I mean, if Cincy's not a blowout win, then this isn't either, right?
Likely loss.
Yep. Likely loss. The Seahawks on November 12th will host the Washington Commanders. We'll call this a likely win.
Yeah, we didn't. This was one of those games when we did Washington, we said we're like 6.5. We like didn't say it was the full 7, I think. Right. So likely win's fine. Yep.
On November 19th, the Seahawks will visit now the Los Angeles Rams. Toss up.
It's toss up or they're a 3-point road favorite.
Correct. Yeah. It's either Seahawks 2.5 or 3.
What's the week 1 market again?
5.5, 6.
I think this should be 3.
Maybe. Yeah. That's my bias being like, I could just be way wrong here and the Rams could just be like the worst team in the league this year. I don't know.
The Rams also have no home field advantage whatsoever. I think I'm okay with Seattle minus 3 with what we have right now.
What would you bet? I understand that you don't have to bet. Like,
I would not bet the Rams. Like, I would not bet the Rams if I had to bet it. Maybe Seattle, but, like, I would not bet the Rams.
Is this team going to win, like, 4 games with Stafford as the quarterback?
Yeah, maybe. But the market thinks that, too. The market thinks they're going to stink. Yeah. Maybe they're just right.
That is definitely true. Coming up next, we'll finish the schedule for the Seattle Seahawks, see if there's a valuable bet to be placed, and we'll do one more team here, 8 buckets on a phenomenal football Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.